The ICU is down to its nightlights, monitors ticking in uneven rhythms and the air smelling faintly of antiseptic and warm plastic. You are the only critical care physician in the building until morning. A respiratory therapist meets you at the supply cabinet and says it plainly. There is one ventilator left. In Bay 3, James Rivera, 44, a firefighter with no known health conditions, is gasping through a mask. An hour ago he was awake, squeezing his wife's hand and answering questions. Now his oxygen level is falling fast. With a ventilator, his odds of leaving the hospital are very good. In Bay 4, Dorothy Park, 71, has stage IV pancreatic cancer. She is tiring, each breath shallower than the last. Even with a ventilator, she is unlikely to live more than a few weeks. Her son Evan and daughter Lila stand at the foot of the bed, eyes red, asking you not to give up on her. Policy puts the decision on you tonight. There is no ethics committee until morning, and both patients may crash before then. The ventilator is being rolled into the hallway. Who gets it?